Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm not sure we've heard Drake May as excited about anything as he was about pumpkin spice. Pumpkin
Let's
anything.
Go.
Big pumpkin guy. Also a big passing guy who's kicking the NFL's ass of late over the last 6 weeks with 100 ratings and just dominant completion percentages that we haven't seen around here. Drake May in a good mood. Sushi one, I think, button-hooked him. But then I got to thinking, can you imagine how much sushi the offensive line could eat?
Oh, my God. The hamachi bill alone would be thousands. Dude, like, the chef would literally have to bring over an entire yellowtail.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know what the conversion rate would be, but I'm sure when you do those things, they're like per person. So you tell them I got 10 people. But you'd have to say I have 10 offensive linemen, which is equivalent to
20 people.
20, 30, 35, 4. I don't even know.
You have to order dinner. You have to almost. Andy, come on. You've been around these guys. They literally eat double. Like, they consume 5, 6,000, 7,000 calories a day as adults, which we all know the body is not meant to do. So you got to at least double up.
Just kidding, Stiz. That wasn't nice. Just because the beer is a little heavy at times. But Drake May, very good mood. Very happy. Patriots are winning. He's playing elite level football. And yet there is this one little teeny black cloud hanging over yesterday. And it's something that does carry over from last year, Fitzy. And you asked him about it. He did hit his head on the turf. He did sit up and sort of shake it off, shake out the cobwebs. And obviously that's something that the independent spotters are going to get. The red hat is going to greet you and take you to the med tent. He was cleared quite quickly and got back out there and finished the game, or at least his portion of the game. Are you worried, though, about these head issues with Drake May? Are you concerned? Do you think there's anything he can slash should do? What was your reaction to the way that went down yesterday?
Yeah, I you'd be lying if you said you weren't a little bit concerned about the fact that his style of play is conducive to getting dinged up a little bit. You know, you said last year you wish he would switch to a front first slide, but I imagine he's been sliding like normal people slide, or just in a traditional capacity, for so long, it would take a lot of time to sort of like untrain his muscle memory to do that and start sliding head first.
Did you see some of the hits in college football this weekend? A couple kids got
obliterated. Yes.
You know me, I think you can be in more danger sliding, and it was on full display. That's a great word. A couple kids got absolutely obliterated this weekend with the slide.
You don't like to see it. Like, we know enough now to move past the, you know, remember on ESPN, they used to do that Monday segment, like, jacked up. Like, it was great to see people get, like, no, that's bad. That means these people may have issues later in life.
I know, but it was fun to watch.
It also used to be fun to, you know, smoke at a friendlies or on an airplane, but we learned more over time. So, yeah, it's a little bit concerning. I'm not sure exactly what you do to sort of teach him out of that. I mean, run out of bounds a little bit more, go down 2 yards prior to however far he thinks he should go, have a personal protector like the fullback equivalent of Will Campbell, follow him around on the field 24/7, 365. Like, it's a tough call, dude.
And I don't actually think there was anything that could have been done yesterday when the DB is running stride for stride with him, It's kind of survival. And then it wasn't even a hit. It was a wrap-up that when he got thrown to the turf, his head hits the turf. I said this to you on the post-game show. Other than the Peyton Manning where you just turtle and just fall down and say, don't touch me, please, kind of
or
thing.
Or take a knee, yeah.
Like, there's nothing that an athletic 23-year-old quarterback who's rushing for 60 yards a game, who that's part of his game and part of how he helps the offense win games. As he said, you want to win. You're thinking about winning. There's nothing that can be done there. Will he play it a little bit differently as he evolves and ages and 10 years down the road and the number of hits he's taken? You know, it's not unlike, and stop me if you've heard this name comparison before, Josh Allen. Josh Allen, this is the debate they have in Buffalo. When should he run? How much should he run? Does he run in September or does he save the running for January and, you know, midfield or only with a first down?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Down or a touchdown on the line. I think Drake May maybe will evolve in that world as the team improves. And it's like, Drake, we're going to make the playoffs every year because you're a good QB and Vrabel's a good coach. Let's save the putting yourself in harm's way until January, until the, you know, AFC championship game most years.
Yeah, but it's funny thing is you haven't heard about Josh Allen getting knocked out of a game in a couple of years.
Right.
He's actually done he's just smart. He's a smarter athlete, smarter runner, smarter quarterback, and B, he's just such a hoss. Like, he's a freight train at this point now, the way that he handles himself out there in the field. He's actually knocked more people over than he's been knocked back in the last couple of years, but he's found a way to do it, so maybe in one capacity, that's how we'd like to see Drake May emulate Josh, avoiding those hits that he took early in his career.
617-779-7937, how you feeling about the New England Patriots, Drake May? Are you concerned about Drake May and these trips to the medical tent to have his head looked at? He had he was in protocol last year. He got out of it very quickly this game. He was back on the field. But it is definitely something to monitor and maybe the only negative you can find surrounding Drake May's game right now, right through the post-game locker room, where he's showing the leadership and he wasn't nervous at all. He's just going to stand up there and say whatever comes natural when he's handing Mike Vrabel, the hardo of all hardos, his game ball for the win in Tennessee. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Gordon in Ann Arbor. What's up, Gordon?
Oh, hi. Just in time, to say the least. They were vacuuming here.
That sucks.
Yeah, hello? Uh-oh. Yeah, hi. Yeah, one of the things that kept occurring to me while watching the game was that these guys were always catching the ball. I mean, wherever they threw it, it must be great to be a quarterback and you throw the ball to somebody and they catch it no matter how good or how bad a pass.
Absolutely, Gordon. Thanks for the call. We have reached that point, and I'm with Gordon. We have crapped all over. Fitzy, why are you giving me that look? The suck joke? You still stuck on
no,
the
no,
suck
no,
joke?
No, no, no. I'm not giving
that was
you
a good
that look.
Suck
I'm
joke.
It both sucked and blew at the same time. I'm thinking about the looks not for you. I'm thinking about just Gordon's question and the manner in which he presented it and also the extraneous information that he shared with
us. Yeah, it was a great call. I call anytime, Gordon. We love, well, not now. Don't call back right now, which I can see
which
you're
is.
Trying to do. Please wait till tomorrow, Gordon. But we've crapped all over this wide receiver core forever. And now we have people calling in saying, must be nice when you just throw the ball wherever, they always catch it. But is that wrong? Is that wrong after you watched that game yesterday, taking into account Kayshon Boutte, Austin Hooper, Pop Douglas, Stephon Diggs? Like, I'm
all,
thinking great
all of them
catches.
Made tremendous catch. All of them made a tremendous catch at one point during the game.
So maybe we need to recalibrate our thoughts on the capabilities of the wide receiver core. And I'm not saying you have Justin Jefferson or T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase or all pros or any of that. I'm just saying, Fitzy, we've used this word a lot over the years for coaching, actually. Competence. Competency. The just ability to do your job. I'm not asking you to be Bill Belichick, but just be a competent coach. Maybe you now have a more than competent wide receiver core. It can be better, and you could improve it, and it's not like Rich Keefe is running out to buy all their jerseys. I'm not saying that. But they catch the ball when you throw it to them, and that's the overly simplified value in their roles right now.
Yeah, for the longest time, the C word that we used was complement, as in it's a complement of receivers, like a bunch of twos and threes that make for an adequate enough room to be able to field a professional football team. But no one of them so dynamic that it would keep an opposing defensive coordinator, safety, cornerback, etc. up at night. Now, they are competent, if not more than competent. They are beyond capable at this point, and the caliber of receiver has improved significantly. Look, Kayshon Boutte may not be a number one receiver on 25 different teams in the National Football League, but the dude's playing some damn good ball, and if you throw it to him deep, if he's going to be anywhere near it, he's gonna haul it in. And Steph Diggs, 7 for 69, nice, yesterday as well. Like, who would kick that out of bed for eating stale pizza crust? Like, they're really good at this point. And Mac Hollins doesn't have a ton on the stat sheet yesterday, but when he had a big throw to him on the sidelines, did he find a way to toe-drag Swaggart and haul it in? Sure as hell did.
I'm not sure whether I'm sad that Gordon didn't get my joke or happy, and that made it even more enjoyable that it went right over the top of his head. But either way, I enjoyed my joke, and that's all that matters. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons,
that's all that matters.
We need to get into some of these Drake May numbers. They're silly. They're silly awesome. Are they sustainable? And the challenge on the horizon. Myles Garrett and the Cleveland Browns. Is there a regression coming? Drake May's unbelievable stretch. Will it continue? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.